Josh, you actually, people don't know this, but you're actually quite an amazing musician.
Amazing, that's a stretch.
Okay, well, you're better than me.
I play a bit of guitar and I sing a little bit.
When you say you sing a little bit, do you not get to do it often, or do you just sing like a few words of the song?
Oh, I'm the lead singer in my band.
You're the lead singer of a band?
I'm co-lead singer.
Whoa!
Co-lead singer.
Okay, well, this is new to me because I didn't realize you were the lead
guys,
singer.
Guys, I'm co-lead singer. Yeah. Don't get too excited. I only co-lead sing sometimes, mainly when we're on stage.
Do you want to... Well, it helps. Now, do you want to tell us what you're going to be doing? Is it this weekend?
Yeah, this week. I'm going away on Wednesday night to a songwriting camp because my band is struggling to write music right now. So we need to be cut off from all
and let's just get that, because when he told me that, I thought that this was like a setup run by an organisation songwriting.
Yeah, I imagine that episode like from The Simpsons, you know, where Homer goes to Mick Jagger and stuff are there and he's learning how to be a rock star.
That was such a cool episode.
That's how I imagined that to be. It's like off in the middle of nowhere. Is that the case?
Basically, yeah, we're going to Gippsland for, I don't know, a couple of nights to just grind out some songs. But Bron was talking during the break in our little talky periods where we organise what's going on next.
In our little talky period.
Little talky period.
That's a technical
Bron wants to help with song ideas.
Well, I figure,
that's what we're struggling
you know, you need to go away with like a list of topics. So maybe if we can like offer some kind of inspiration for you to go away with.
And maybe if we record it by the end of Get Serial, maybe we play it or something like
that. Anyway.
It's good stuff. Anyway,
I've compiled a little list.
Huzzah!
And I want you to, like, take from it what you will.
There is no phrase that fills me with more joy than when Bron turns to Josh and goes, I've compiled a little list here. Shuffles her papers in front of her.
I've been brainstorming, which is always a dangerous thing to excavate. But I feel like, you know, maybe your first album should include some songs about, like, favourite pets. So, like, maybe singing a song about your first guinea pig you had and how endearing he was. And then in the chorus, like, you can have things like, he was a guinea pig. And then, like, your background, your co-vocalist can be like, guinea pig noises.
That's great. That's great.
Like,
that's
I think that would be a real hit.
Gold.
Yeah. I think maybe a song about a dance move. They seem to really take off.
Because
you know that, like, Soldier Boy, and he, like, had a made-up dance? I think you need a song that has a dance that goes with it.
That's a good idea.
A little bit like S-Mouse slapped my elbow, but, like, you know, better. Fit it to you. Yeah, if it is the sprinkler, kind of be like, you know, you put your hand on your head and your hand in the air and you push them close together. Do the sprinkler. You know what I mean? Like, I think that could really take off. I think that could really take off.
Oh, my God.
I think another one.
That's going to be there. on the performance
you may,
show.
I don't know if any of your co-band members have any allergies.
Nuts.
But I know that some... Oh, really? Because some people do have allergies, and I think that, you know, you might really strike some chords with some allergies.
Strike some chords, no pun intended.
You're allergic to nuts, you're allergic to nuts, you're allergic to nuts, etc.
Peanut butter sucks when you're allergic to nuts. Something like that. I don't know.
This is so funny, because we just give him crap about it all the time, and now you haven't even met him ever. I'm just like, nuts!
And I thought maybe your first album could have some... I've come up with some song titles here. I don't know.
Here we go.
Because what's the point of, like... instead of writing a song and then titling it, I think having a song title to
work backwards
is so much easier. So I thought maybe you could have one that's like, Baby, Where's My Breakfast? And you could just sing about your different, like, breakfast options that you
eggs,
prefer.
Bread.
Yeah? Sing about how
ideas
you like your
just
eggs.
Just flow into my head right now.
Just be like, I'm so hungry, where's my breakfast? Why is it taking so long? I don't know. These are just ideas. Pumpkin or sweet potato? I always have trouble telling the difference between the two.
Is this a shopping list, Bron?
We need to stop talking when
hungry?
She starts singing because we need to take that sound bite.
I did write a song in R7 about our waiting for the bus.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See? See, so inspiration surrounds you, Josh.
Always, always.
So I don't know. Does any of that really grab you? I can probably keep going.
Please do.
I had the last one here. Maybe a good title for a song was I Didn't Get the Matrix. You could sing about how you Googled all the symbols in the Matrix.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Or
if that's
I Didn't Get Lost, because Lost was pretty confusing.
I got lost in Lost.
You can be the next Tim Minchin, Bron. Please be the next Tim Minchin.
I don't know if I've got the hair for it, to be honest.